Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome to the Christmas edition of the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're doing well. We are not very far from the big day and the big build-up, and I really hope you're looking forward to it. I hope you're ready. I've still got a few Christmas presents to get, which is usual for me. I don't know where you're at right now. I'm really looking forward to Christmas. I always do. I've said this on the podcast before. I love it. I love the build-up. I've had my tree all of December. I've been and done plenty of Christmassy things, lots more to come. And I hope you're enjoying the build-up too. Now, today's episode, episode number 80, which I'm really, really proud of. This year has been a phenomenal year for the podcast. I hope it's been a successful year for you too. I'm grateful for each and every single one of you that's tuned into the podcast, that shared the podcast, that's messaged me. You know, the podcast has allowed me to connect with more fitness professionals around the world and more personal trainers, importantly, around the world than I've ever had access to. So, you know, I'm grateful, so grateful for all of the interaction that you've given to me and the messages you sent to me. And I look forward to many, many more. And I just want to kind of start really because, you know, my mission, you know, and I'm going to start on mission really because I want you guys to have a mission and get clear on your mission because there's nothing more powerful than a mission. And my mission is to wake up in the morning and serve personal trainers. I help personal trainers build a business and a brand. I help personal trainers achieve a fulfilling, successful, and happy career. Guys, I'm 16 years into my career, and I have absolutely loved every step of the way. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. There's been some real tough times, dark times, lonely times. And if you're at one of those right now, providing that you're taking steps forward, be optimistic because you need a story, right? So I'm 16 years in. Everybody that I meet, every trainer that I have the opportunity to support and guide through their career, I share my story. I share the years of sitting in and doing, you know, articles writing and content creation and studying and traveling the world on my own and wondering when anything's ever going to happen. You know, the day where, you know, you wonder when you're going to get an email from somebody wanting to work with you, the referrals, the inquiries, you know, when do they all start getting more and more and more? And, you know, I just had that optimism from studying and researching and looking at what everybody else was doing that was achieving a level of success and just repeating and repeating and repeating. And 16 years on, I'm sat here recording a podcast, hopefully inspiring and supporting you in your journey. And that empowers me because all of those 16 years, I can now look back over. And my gift now is to look over everything and, you know, share what I've experienced so that I can support you. That's the most important thing. I can't fast track you 10 years, but I can tell you that where you're at right now is fine, or where you're at right now isn't right. You should be further on. And to be further on, you need to do this and you need to do that. So today's episode, kind of what 2018 has taught me. Because guys, you know, as a support to you guys, I hear trainers every day. Like, you don't hear the problems that people are facing, right? So I get messages and I get, you know, emails from people saying, I'm struggling with this, I'm struggling with that. And when I actually get in front of coaches, they say to me, you know, I've been struggling with this, my head's been smashed for 6 months. And I'm like, that's fine. Oh, is it? Yeah. You're supposed to go through the challenges, but what you've done well is that you've worked through them. Oh, So one of the big things, you know, about support and mentoring or courses or seminars or getting in front of people is people have done my seminars, you know, and they've come to the end of it and I go, did you enjoy it? So, oh, I had a fantastic day. Really, really good day. It taught me that I'm actually doing things right. And I don't put on my seminars to just wow people. You know, if I deliver something and people get to the end of it and go, you know, I knew a good percentage of that. I'm like, great. I'm not trying to entertain you, because ultimately delivering great personal training is about doing the good things really well and consistently. And, you know, if I can turn around and speak to a coach and they say, oh, well, I'm doing that. I'm like, well, you're doing that, but there may be something you could do a little bit different or add in this. And they go, oh, yeah, brilliant. That's a guidance. That's a bit of support. The problem is when you're not developing, you're not growing, you're not attending seminars, you're not doing stuff, you're going to be stagnant. And so I have the privilege, guys, of listening to the trainers every single day on what they're struggling with. And I've come up with a list of some of the key observations that I've seen over the years. Especially over last year. And I want to share them with you. So that each time when I go down each list, each part of the list, you go, ah, that's me. That is me. And if it resonates with you, I want you to take the action steps away that I'm going to share with you and implement them in your business for 2019. Because trust me, the ones that have made the success in 2018 have actioned a lot of what I've been saying. Because I'll be honest with you guys, you know, I've got a great gym. I've got a fantastic team. We're changing lives daily. But I'm also reaching and teaching hundreds, if not thousands of trainers all over the world with my message. And so 16 years on, I've got that experience. And that's why I say to trainers, if you want to progress, action what I'm telling you. Now, before I go on, I just want to tell you all that on the 31st of December, the super early bird price, the cheapest the seminars and practical coaching weekends will be for 2019. It ends 2018, 31st of December. If you go to m10life.com/education, go on there and have a look at our How to Train the Average Joe, the Body Transformation Seminar, my Business Mastery Seminar, and there is the Practical Coaching Weekend. Now, you don't have to do them all. If you work with day-to-day average Joe people and you want to achieve the very best results, learn our matrix, exactly the formula that we put together, how to get results with our clients. And the same thing with how to achieve body transformations, because guys, trust me, 16 years in, results are key. What people say about you and referrals is key. Building your business and your brand is key. So think about it. Do I work with Average Joe seminars, and do I want to learn what Mark's done over the years, what the team's done over the years? Same with body transformations. And then the Practical Coaching Weekend is not just about exercise and biomechanics, which some courses are. Ours is about the coaching application. Everything from assessing somebody through to how to deliver the best type of training sessions actually on the gym floor. And then obviously how to understand exercises, biomechanics, and how they relate to program design. It's not just studying mechanics and biomechanics. It's how to become a great coach with that knowledge. And then last thing is my Business Mastery. At the end of the day, guys, I have a framework. You've all listened to me talk a lot about business development. My Business Mastery Seminar is one not to be missed. I'll give you a framework for 2019 to explode your business, grow social media, get a better marketing campaign on the ground, get clear on where you're going. So I won't say any more, apart from go to m10life.com/education. The price is 110 quid to come and see one of the seminars. You know, that's cheap. You know, to come and be in a room inspired by other people is a very, very cheap investment. And guys, if you can't put £110 towards your education for a full day, then I'm concerned for you as to what you see as valuable, all right? I want to make this accessible. £110 is very, very cheap. And I make that accessible so that you have no real excuse, because when I get in front of you, I want to inspire you and help you grow your business and brand. So check out m10life.com/education. Now, episode number 18. What's 2018 taught me? Well, step one is that no matter how many fitness professionals I sit in front of and personal trainers, developing a professional self is something that I am noticing over and over again. Great trainer, potentially, but professional self, how you conduct yourself, time management, client communication, whether that's emailing, whether however you do it, it's actual delivery of professional coaching on the gym floor. I truly do see personal training as like fine dining. I truly do believe this, guys. Professional standards, business etiquette, it's not anywhere near where it should be. How you greet your client when they come on the gym floor, how you present yourself with your clothing, how you speak to them. You know, if somebody's well-to-do and you're a little bit, you know, hey up mate, how you doing? Unfortunately, this is not going to do your credibility any good. Now, I'm not saying you turn into somebody who's very, very posh and you la-di-da, but step up your game and be a professional. Go in a restaurant, see that the maitre d' gets the staff in a restaurant to be polite. Polite, guys, in business means that you are eloquent, you speak well. When you are polite, it's that you are considerate to the other person. You're respectful that they're investing. So when somebody comes in a restaurant, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever it may be, you know, might take your coat, may sit you down, here's the menu. Right, well, that's an experience that someone's coming for. Personal training is not, hey, mate, yeah, let's crack on and do the weights. That's not what professional personal training is all about. So step number one, really, for me, or point number one, is evaluate your professional standards. Evaluate your own code of conduct. And what I want you to do is write a code of conduct to yourself. I promise to deliver my professional coaching like this. Now, watch other people. There will be people that deliver exceptional coaching. If you've never seen my team, come and watch us coach. Come to the practical coaching weekend. Sign up to the mentorship that's in January. That's where we take from you what we truly do believe to be professional standards. Interestingly, MasterChef recently, right? These chefs have come through MasterChef. Great program. And some of them a little bit lackadaisical in the rest in the kitchen, you know, a little bit loose. And then they got through each phase, right? And then as you got towards the semi-finals, they got to work in Michelin star restaurants, and then they got to see these impeccable standards. And you saw the guy that actually won MasterChef works for Sat Bains in Nottingham, okay? Exceptional Michelin star restaurant. He was regarded throughout the whole process of exceptional. He had been around exceptional. Let me tell you this. If you are not around exceptional, you're never going to become exceptional. Because if you don't have the opportunity to watch a very skilled professional at work, your standards are going to be aligned with what you think is good. So the funny thing is, a chef comes in the kitchen and they start working, and a Michelin star chef looks at him and goes, nope, we need to step your game up. Okay, what do you need to do? Because they basically follow the lead. And they follow the lead because they want to become a Michelin star restaurant. Are you following the lead from a high-level coach, somebody that's highly regarded for their professionalism, their knowledge, their results? Because truly, business acumen is about your code of conduct. It's how you work with people. It's not just about what you make money-wise. It's not about how many clients you have. It's about your professional diligence. It's about the way that you articulate and run your business. So that's step number one. Step number two is, I've really come across too many trainers overcomplicating personal training. Overcomplicating personal training. Now, studying a lot of information is valuable. But 3 or 4 years into your professional career, do you need to understand how to evaluate hormones to a very, very scientific degree? Do you need to understand blood work to a deep degree? Do you need to actually articulate and teach your clients biomechanics to a very deep degree? No. Do you need to know about your craft? Of course. The point I'm going to make here is, I've studied everything from functional medicine through to blood work, through to biomechanics, through to therapy and joints, right the way through to exercise mechanics in detail. But what then happens is, you need to be skilled at taking what you know and delivering it at a level which people understand, which means you've got to take out the overcomplication stuff. So when I teach business and I teach marketing, I look at the way that I can actually articulate and teach that to you guys. It's like, Mark's podcasts are very understandable and easy to understand. Yes, they are. Because I'm talking to you at the level that you need to get. Now, yesterday I was having a talk to somebody who knows marketing, and the level that we were talking about marketing was very, very in depth. But you've got to know who you're speaking to, and on take this overcomplicated level of information that's in your head, and know that. Stop, write down who you've got, 25-year-old, 30-year-old female, never really been in the gym before. And do you need to actually teach execution to a deep degree? Do you need to sit down and say, oh my God, you know, I can't get the sleep right to 7 hours and I need to get that sorted right now. And I've got to start looking at the circadian rhythm and looking at the kind of cofactors with nutrients and try and get those all right. No, maybe it's as simple as just looking at some lifestyle factors. Maybe it's as simple as actually not having certain food groups at certain times and maybe just having a balanced diet and getting some fats into the diet. So I've come across, because of social media, because of the amount of education that's available, and there's a lot of people teaching great education, but learn, be inspired by what you're learning, but remember to level with who you coach, the level of information that you are trying to get across to people, and take away this, oh, Mark, do you know what? I'm overcomplicating the whole process. You are. You're overcomplicating it all. So I'm going to give you the permission right now to stop, look at your customers, look at your clients, look at the goals that they have, and take away this overcomplication and bring everything back to simple. In the early days, people would read articles on M10 Life, and they would say, Mark, I love your content because you make it so easy. Well, guess what? I'm not trying to impress a doctor. I'm not. I'm trying to teach somebody who doesn't have a clue. And so it's got to be understandable, but the clever thing here, guys, is the easier you make it for your audience to understand, the more they appreciate you and talk about you, and they can see where your knowledge is. They can see you know your stuff. But it's the way you deliver it to them that gets them to get it. The next thing I'm going to talk about is online coaching. Guys, please understand this from experience. I built a personal brand. Personal branding is something that I teach at length in my business brand impact mastery course that I'm going to be releasing at the end of January. How to make an impact with your brand. Now, most people don't have a brand. Therefore, to get yourself on social media when there's no clear message apart from just pictures and images, that's not building a brand. You need to build a brand. A brand needs to have an identity. A brand needs to have a voice. A brand needs to have a target audience. But the majority of you don't have that. And when I say build a brand, you got to build a reputation. And I spent probably 7 years building result after result, writing content, helping people, building my reputation, solidifying my brand, what the qualities I wanted people to know about me. And then I started to take my business and marketing online. And I built my reputation over time, and I made sure that I served my audience well, showed them the results that I'd achieved. A big thing that I teach is being able to articulate how you are on social media, how you want your voice to be carried forward on social media. Big thing that I teach about in Brand Impact Mastery. And then you have this unique level that you teach at, this unique level which you inspire people at, and they buy into that. This is personal branding, when people are very, very clear externally who you are, what you do, and what your message is. And I'm noticing a huge amount of trainers that are taking their business online so early that when they say they're going online, all you're doing is creating pieces of posts and content. You're not putting a brand out there. Look at anyone that's doing well, especially with online clients. There's a brand established. There's reputation. There's great level of information. They're very clear who they're talking to. And most importantly, they showcase the results that they can achieve. That is when branding comes together, because people want to work with you. A lot of you are spending a lot of time on social media without first of all creating a brand. If you're trying to build your physique and it's not really there yet, and you want to work with people online to build their physique, there's no credibility. So it would make sense to cultivate your brand, work out what your brand is, work out what your message, work out what your audience is, and just spend all your time once a day going on social media to share valuable content to help that type of audience. And then at the right time, when you start showcasing the growth and development of yourself, and you start showcasing the growth and development of your results, guess what? People reach out and they say, I want to work with you. And this is very, very important. This is something that's very, very important to understand. So the next thing I'm going to talk to you about in terms of developing your business and your brand is opening gyms. Opening gyms, opening studios. I've heard a lot of this. Mark, can you give me some advice? I want to open a studio. I've opened two gyms. They're not easy, guys. But guess what? M10 was formed. The Red Square was formed. People knew what it was all about. We had a reputation. I'd taken my time building that reputation, especially in my local town. Everybody knew me. I'm going to be honest with you. Everybody knew me. I'd go to shopping, Waitrose. I'd go to bars. I'd go for meals. People know who I was. I'd worked my ass off to build my brand reputation. I know you help people lose weight. You help people improve their body composition. I want to do the same. I moved into my studio with 50 clients and a waiting list. I moved in with a waiting list. That's so important for you guys to understand. Most of you are saying to me, I want to open up a studio. I want to open up a gym. Why? I think it's the right transition. Well, let me tell you this. There is a right transition when the market determines it, when you're actually going to open up a gym and a studio, when there is a demand. You've got to be aware of this, guys. There has to be a demand. You has to be in a marketplace. Well, opening up a studio because you want one is the first point to fail. Don't open a gym because you want one. Don't open a studio because you want one. Open one because you've created a desire. You've noticed a gap in the market for a particular sort of product. It has got to make money. A big mistake for 5 or 6 years of opening my gym, it didn't make any money. I wanted it because it was a gym for me to train in. And a big mistake, complete and utter vulnerability to you guys right now. Biggest mistake in my life, opening it because I was ready for a next step. What I had to do was go in there, right, how are we going to scale it? How are we going to grow it? How are we going to actually build the numbers of people within the facility? The first one I had, 5 trainers, scaled it, grew it, nailed it, right? Because I kept saying, I've got to grow, increase the revenue. We opened up Nottingham, we opened up personal training, and we did really well in the first couple of years. And then the market started to change a little bit and the model had to adapt. Now, I'm going to say this to you. I took my business forward with a brand established. People knew who we were. There was content out there. There was a marketing strategy out there. But if you're going to open a studio or a gym, what's your marketing strategy? Do you know your target audience? What's your pricing strategy? What's your 5-year business plan? None of this is in place for the majority of coaches that I speak to. So do me a favor in 2019, if you're going to think about opening a gym or a studio, do your work. Open it because you want to grow a business. You want to develop your brand. You want to grow a team. You want to earn money. Don't do it because you just want a studio or want a gym. Now, the next thing I want to talk to you about is skill of coaching. I see a lot of trainers on the gym floor. At our practical coaching weekend, at our mentorship program. I'm in gyms a lot watching trainers. The skill of coaching. A lot of you are asking for very intricate information, which is the science. Come back to the application, guys. If you're a coach on the gym floor, if you're going online, you're missing this. A lot of people need to learn how to train harder. Now, because you're online, your training starts to suck. You're not around for influential people. Your clients aren't getting in front of you in the gym. And they're learning how to follow a diet, but they're not learning how to train. And our roles as fitness professionals is to get people to push themselves harder. And they're not. And I watch training sessions across the gym. And I see not enough hard training. Now, oh, my client's a beginner. Should I be training them that hard? Hard is relative to where the person is right now. If the person's training has got a very young training age for an inexperience, I'd say to them, we're going to move you 5% on, 10% on. If somebody's training at 60%, I'm going to take you to 70 and 80. What I'm noticing is that there's a lack of coaches delivering progressional training, which means you're taking somebody up a gear which they have got there, but you're not giving it to them. And I made a post on Instagram about referrals. And I was talking about referrals as doing more in so that somebody said something remarkable about you. A client will get to the end of a session and say, I've never worked that hard. But you know what? Now I've been there. That's going to be my new norm. And so the actual skill of coaching on the gym floor, I see as dampening. I see it as getting less skilled because you're trying to upskill your social media game. You're trying to upskill your video making game to reach more people all over the world. I said to a trainer yesterday that's doing 45 sessions a week. Let's call it 50 to calculate easier. 50 sessions at £40 an hour, right? £2,000 a week. £50 an hour doing 40 sessions. Sorry. If he's charging £40 an hour, 40 sessions, it's 1,600. I said, when was the last time you put your prices up? He said, 3 years. So I said, well, from January, I'm going to go to £50 an hour for all current clients, which is going to bring you in £2,000 a week, which is a £400 pay rise, because he deserves it. None of you guys are doing enough. A lot of you guys are not doing enough to put your prices up because you're not being remarkable enough. And then I said to him, and any new client coming on board will be £60 an hour. Now, if he did 20 clients at £60 an hour, that's £1,200. If he did the rest of his clients at £50 an hour, that's £1,000. Now, if you think of it like this, that's £2,200. And he started at £1,600. So that's an incredible price increase, £600 a week price increase, because his coaching is better. He's valuing himself better. He's got more referrals coming in. And when I say this to you about going online, most of you, if you're charging 30, 35 an hour and you're trying to go online, every town will have room for you to get to 50, 55, which is £600 a week pay rise. And the skill of coaching, in my opinion, is dampening. And I genuinely mean this. If you want to stand out in the marketplace, if you want more people to talk about you, then step up your coaching game, get in front of coaches, come to see us at the Practical Coaching Weekend, come and do the personal training mentorship for 6 months. Let us show you what professional coaching is so that you will be able to charge more, you will be able to get better results, and you'll be able to stand out in your marketplace, because a lot of you are doing personal training but not doing enough to stand out and charge more and grow. So you're thinking, that's enough for me. I can only get 20 clients. I'm £35 an hour, £40 an hour. That's me done. You're not. You should be doing 40 sessions a week consistently. Consistently. Guys, the reason I tell you this is because I worked in a small market town, a farming town that still has markets, and I managed to charge £60 an hour and was doing 45 to 50 sessions a week from starting at 30. So the price increase I had from 30 to 60 was incredible. And that was 3.5 years. So if I can do it in a small sleepy market town, you can do it too. You just haven't got the professional standards, the business acumen, the professional coaching, and the relentless focus to pursue that forward. And my tip for you is to get around more people that have that. So today I've really covered, you know, the professional and personal self and business development, overcomplicating everything, going online too early, wanting gyms and studios when you're not ready, you haven't developed your personal brand, and not focusing enough on growing your coaching skills. Because trust me, think of this when you leave this podcast for 2019. Are you a Michelin star coach? Are you a Michelin star personal trainer? Are you someone in your town that they go, wow, I watched the Michelin star chefs on MasterChef, and they were the trainers, the guys that walked in, the chefs, they went, I cannot believe I'm cooking for you. I cannot believe I'm talking to you. Well, where do you place yourself on the hierarchy in the fitness industry? If you want to dominate your local town, you have to change everything that you're doing. You have to live at a heightened state. You have to start giving yourself permission to be the best trainer in your area. But there's talking about it and there's actually doing it. And I mean this to support you as much as I can. I became the best trainer in Newark, my local town. Without doubt, the best trainer in Nottingham. Without doubt, in the whole of the country, from my perspective, from the feedback from magazines, from people's giving me accolades, from speaking in Body Power, one of the best trainers in the country. And I put myself one of the best because I'm amongst an incredible group of trainers that have managed to drive themselves forward to have a reputation that's on a level of a pedestal and helping you guys and teach you guys in the fitness industry. But conquer your town. conquer your city, conquer your district, conquer your area. But you can only do that by addressing the fundamentals of great coaching. And that goes beyond just knowing your stuff. That goes into business acumen, personal and professional development, growing yourself, spending a lot of time with different people, getting in front of people, applying what you know. And so all of these things that I've noticed in 2018, guys, I really, really hope that you take note of everything that I've shared with you today, and make 2019 a big, big year for you. And I mean this, guys. If I don't tell you about my seminars, I don't get a chance to see you, right? If I don't get a chance to see you, I don't get a chance to change your business. And honestly, if you've been on any of the seminars this year, do me a favor, share the podcast. Put a little note on the share on Insta stories. Just tell us what you thought of the education. Help other coaches understand that, you know what? At the education, you're going to grow. At the education, you're going to get better. You're going to be around like-minded coaches. You're going to be going to lunch with like-minded coaches. You're going to train at M10. You're going to have the opportunity to train around and alongside other people. And if you do the mentorship, we're going to hold your hand through the whole process. So I want to be in front of you guys. I want to speak at you and inspire you, because I want your business to go up, 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 up. That's all that matters to me. I want to see the fitness industry going, do you know what? In the years that Mark was teaching business development, growth and professional coaching to these guys, the fitness industry changed because we saw more trainers getting better. We saw more trainers earning more. We saw more results. We saw the industry changing. And if I have to tell you guys to come and see me to help me achieve that, I will. And so go to m10life.com/education. Don't miss the super early bird price. And guys, I wish you the happiest of Christmas. 2019, I want to help more of you worldwide achieve a more fulfilling, successful, and happy career. And it is such a privilege of mine, and I'm grateful to be able to help each and every single one of you do that. So I wish you the happiest of Christmas and New Year. Please do me a favor, share the podcast, share it on Instagram, drop me a DM, let me know what you're up to, let's talk, let's connect, and I look forward to seeing you at some point in 2019. Guys, happy, happy Christmas.